got money problems, I'm sorry. Ain't no money problems ever stop me. I just treated praying like a hobby, and then I prospered at Godspeed, and it got me.
Money, money, power, I need checks in every week.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to another podcast with your boy Godspeed, Prosper to Godspeed. We back and we doing this, baby. We doing this. Happy Father's Day to all fathers, my father, Joe Anthony, and anybody who served as a type of father figure in my life. So happy Father's Day to all of y'all, man. Even if you're not a father yet, you're a future father and you're listening to this, happy Father's Day, man. It's a rewarding job. It's a hard job. I mean, I'm still new to being a father. My son is fairly young. Really, he is. He's a baby. But still, I just know, like, you know, in the future, there's a lot of things I'm gonna have to teach him. There's a lot of things I'm gonna have to show him and how to just be what he need to be when it's time to be what he need to be. You know what I'm saying? So, I hope y'all enjoyed the last episode. Gave some tips on surviving marriage. I'ma try not to keep the episode so long. I realized that, you know, even just me using the equipment that I use and saving long episodes, a lot of the times it gets messed up and I have to take time to fix it and get it working again. But you know, if the spirit take me down there where I'm giving out these long episodes, so be it. But I'm gonna be intentional about my time and y'all's time that support the podcast and listen to me, man. But if you like long podcasts, then yeah, I keep giving them to you. You know, just let me know. Again, welcome back to the podcast. Your host, Godspeed, Prosper to Godspeed, where we do holistic living, mental, spiritual, emotional, physical, and just life, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm at a point in my life where I've experienced and I am experiencing a lot of different things in life. So the podcast sometimes might take a turn and just go off to something else versus just what we built the podcast around for it to be. But if you love the podcast, keep supporting. Again, I do music. Follow me, Taylo, streaming everywhere. Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, everything. Everything. Music is a new passion of mine that I never knew that I had or ever would get. So I'm super excited to be making music and putting stuff out there, making beats, man. It's crazy. I never in a million years, I won't say a million years, because I've always loved music and I always loved the way music made me feel. So I won't say a million years, but I want to say I never would imagine making music and making beats. Like, I literally can sit on my phone or computer and I can put a beat together. Like, you know, shout out to God, man. Just shout out to God for blessing me with the abilities that he blessed me with. Like, I wanted to be a quarterback. I wanted to be NFL superstar. That didn't happen. But he blessed me with a lot of other things that I get to use to bring glory to his name or to help people. So I'm just, you know, use what he gave me, man. So as always, we'll start off with a short prayer. Lord, thank you for allowing us to be and to see, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to experience a Father's Day where we get to be celebrated as fathers, Lord. But we know, you know, you're the greatest, you're the best father we could ever have. So thank you for giving us life, for giving us a chance, Lord Jesus, at salvation and grace. And it's your son name, Jesus' name, pray, amen. So today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about obligations and what it, or not obligations, but feeling obligated and what it does to the mental. Because I just find myself thinking a lot. It might sound weird to say, or you might not understand it, but I see myself as a real cognitive person, kind of cerebral. Like, I'm always thinking, I'm always kind of processing stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm processing, I'm trying to understand why somebody is thinking or doing what they're doing. And just in my day-to-day life, friends, family, strangers, just I always think, like, and I hear people talk. And when I hear you talk, I'm not just hearing you. I am listening. I am dissecting. That's just who I am. That's who I've always been, because I want to understand and I want to be able to help you if I can. It's not just to do it, just to do it, but it's literally like, that's the way my mind works. And I think feeling obligated just doesn't do a whole lot of good for people. When you feel obligated, I feel like it can make you really passive aggressive. It kind of makes you a butthole in some senses, because you feel obligated, but nobody is telling you have to do a certain thing. You just feel like you're supposed to do it. You know what I'm saying? And it's one thing if you feel like you're supposed to do it and you're going to do it, but it's another thing if you feel like you're supposed to do it and you really don't want to do it. But just over the last few years, months, man, just seeing even myself feeling obligated to certain things, feeling if I'm here to say, if it's there's something you don't want to do, don't do it. You know, I think a lot of people think it makes them look bad, but no, man, like God clearly gave everybody the decision to say yes and no. You know what I'm saying? Or a choice to say yes and no. The cognitive precognition to say yes and no. The mental state, the mental ability to go back from yes and no, and I want to do it, I don't want to do it. Use that. You're not. I had to tell myself this when I was realizing that feeling obligated made me kind of miserable. You know, I had to tell myself, because you say no doesn't make you a bad person. You know, because you say no doesn't make you a bad person. And I think nobody really wants to be the average human being, decent human being, doesn't want to be seen as a mean person, a selfish person. And you have to understand, like, nobody is going to protect your peace, your mental peace, emotional peace like you are. You have to kind of put that, you have to make that a priority. And no matter what aspect of life that you're in, you know, single, married, dating, your mental health is everything. Your mental peace, your mental stability is everything. You can't function if you're not taking care of that part of your being or your part of yourself. And feeling obligated would just it makes you bitter, kind of makes you cold. Because if you're feeling obligated to do something, you're kind of not really doing it out of love or intention. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing if somebody, you owe somebody a favor, like, you know, I'm obligated to do this for this person, I can understand that or whatever. But like, if it's just day-to-day life or just situations, because society has made us feel like we have to do certain things because we are certain things. You know, it might be a woman, I gotta clean the house and cook and take care of the kids because I'm a woman. Or the man, I gotta pay all the bills by myself and let my wife not worry about that, whatever. And really and truly, man, I don't think none of that stuff was ever meant to be like that. And that goes back kind of like to the Bible and stuff. People gotta understand that people decipher the Bible differently, and you have to go read the word for yourself and pray and ask God to give you what you need from that word, because it's different for everybody. You know, I'd be lying to you if I told you that when I read that, the man do this, do that in the Bible, that I think that it's saying that. I don't think that it's saying that. I think that the man just leads. You know what I'm saying? Like, leads and be the forefront, be the kind of the decision maker, but not all the time. You know, you let your wife come in and you say, what do you think about this? And she gonna give you the real. She's gonna say, hey, we might need to do something different. And you listen to her and stuff like that. And I mean, I can go deep off into that. But parts of society makes us feel like we gotta be obligated to do certain things. Let's just say you win or you come into a lot of money. Nobody helped you with it. You just come into it yourself. You were doing a project, you invested in some, and your cut was $20 million. Let's just say you got $20 million from an investment you put in, and you're feeling obligated to give everybody in your family money, even people you don't really mess with like that. First of all, if this ever happens to me, I'm not feeling obligated to give anybody anything, not even my mom and my dad. Now I say that to say, because my mom and my daddy were good people, they took care of me, they provided for me, yada yada yada, I'm definitely gonna look out for them. I'm gonna give them something, I'm gonna take care of them. But I'm not gonna feel obligated to say, I got $20 million, let me split it evenly, yada yada yada, you know. No, I'm gonna take care of who I want to take care of, and that's just gonna be it. And I feel like especially in the black community, like we just do a lot of things kind of backwards. There's a lot of trauma inside of what we do. Our motivations to do things are just they're skewed. They're not thought out really good, processed really well, and I think that leads ground to a lot of continuation for trauma or, you know, poor mental health. So just be, I would say be cautious of your intent to do something. You know, you might actually think you being obligated to do something is for the benefit of the other person, but when you break it down to the root, it's to benefit you. It's because you're maybe seeing it, you might be being selfish and not even knowing it. Because you don't want to go through a certain thing, or you don't want to experience a certain thing, but you might actually be holding yourself back. Or, you know, if you're in a relationship, you might be holding that person back because of a fear that you have. You just have to be, conscious of this stuff. And you have to understand that because you say no, because you don't want to do something, it doesn't make you a bad person. Now, I'm not saying go out here and be a booty hole and just be mean saying no, no, no to everybody. You know what I'm saying? But that's just like the movie Yes Man. You know, I've seen it like once or twice with Jim Carrey. But I think he was super selfish, I believe. He was like super selfish or something like that. And something happened and he said yes, started to say yes to everything, whatever. Oh, he didn't want to do stuff. I can't remember. But I remember, I think if I might just be making it mess up in my head, so I don't want to speak on it. I don't want to lie to y'all. But basically, when you say yes to everything all the time, you leave room for you to be unhappy. You should not be unhappy at the expense of everybody else's comfort and happiness. Like, it's okay to be a nice person. It's okay to want to help people. It's okay to want to be there for people. That's good. That's perfect. But you gotta have a balance, bro. You gotta understand, when you say no to going to help somebody out and they get upset, bro, let them be upset. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, the choice is yours to help somebody or not. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I want to push being there for people, help people. I do. But you got to have a balance. You got to have a balance. Because if you say yes to everything, people are going to start to notice that. And they're going to start to use it to their advantage. There are certain people in my life I had to tell about other people in my life. And I have to tell them, like, let me handle this. Because if you handle this way, you're going to put yourself in a situation that you're not going to be happy about. Because right now you're feeling obligated. You want to be nice. You want to be kind. But what you're really doing is about to put yourself in a situation, and then you're going to be upset later because stuff is going to start piling up on you. So you got to have that type of discernment. You got to have that type of focus and awareness when it comes to obligations and feeling obligated. Feeling obligated can bring so much stress on your life that you didn't even know you kind of doing it to yourself. Ooh, excuse me, my throat itching. you don't even know that you're doing it to yourself when you're feeling obligated and you feel that pressure and that stress. Nobody said that you had to do this for this person. Nobody said that. Nobody said when somebody asks you to do something for them, you got to do it every time. You gotta get out your own head, people. You gotta get out your head of thinking if you don't do something, you're a bad person. Oh, I'm a bad son because I haven't been home in a while. I'm a bad friend because I haven't talked to my friend on the phone in a while. I'm a bad brother because I don't help my brother with their bills. Or I'm a bad brother because I don't talk to my brothers and sisters like I should. Like, this is something I struggle with, like just being transparent, being honest. Like, you know, I start to feel bad sometimes, and I start to feel bad because I don't go home a lot and stuff like that. It's something that I'm asking God to work on me with, but it's because I don't feel obligated to go home. You know what I'm saying? And you got to be careful with that too. You can't just be like, oh, I don't got to go home. That'll make me a bad person. You know, it's just after a while, you know, your people want to see you. People want to, you know, whatever, you know, stuff like that. They be like, cool. You know what I'm saying? And I'm at the point in my life where I'm realizing that, like, I've been blessed to have gotten a job that provides a really good work-life balance as an educator. Like, when I'm at work, I'm at work. When I'm at home, I'm at home. I really don't have to do work outside of home, you know. I mean, I don't have to do work outside of school, the school office. And I'm off on the weekends. I get extended breaks. So I've been blessed with that. And I haven't really been taking advantage of that, just like going home and stuff. And in part is because I don't like to travel if I don't have the funds I deem necessary. But, you know, it's something I'm working on within myself to just kind of get out of my head. But again, like, I mean, I'm talking on a podcast about stuff that I ain't going through or went through, and feeling obligated and stuff like that. That's something that I've went through, going through. I don't like to travel and come back, but especially when, like, it's stuff going on at home. I like to, because when I go home, I want to go home. And it's crazy because I think about it like this. If I can't go home and stay, I don't want to go home. But if I can go home, I should just be happy that I can go home and come back. But I don't really like doing the driving 3 hours and driving 3 hours back. I really don't. I'm not a fan of it. So people tell me that, you know, you're being lazy or whatever. That's your opinion. I'm just going to do what I do. You know what I'm saying? When I go home, I want to go stay home an extended period, not extended period of time, but a couple of days. I want to go get a hotel. I want to be able to see some of my cousins, some of my friends. That's what I like. That's what I want to do when I go home. I don't want to go home, go straight to business and get straight back on the road because I don't see nobody. I get to see mommy and daddy and brothers, but that's it. I don't get to go see auntie, uncle, cousin, friends from high school, friends from college. And that's what I really want to do when I go home. And I think I feel really bad when I go home and I'm not able to do that. You like say, oh, I'm going to a graduation, so let me just drive up there, go to the graduation and come home. But what I really want to do, it's because I feel obligated. I feel obligated to see multiple people when I go home. And because I feel obligated and I don't like the way it makes me feel, I'd rather not go. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not going to be able to get a hotel, stay and see people, you know. So that's just something I'm working on within myself. But I wanted to make a podcast episode about obligation because I feel like obligation definitely stresses people out. People overthink certain things. Stop feeling obligated, man. If it's something that if you made a promise to somebody, whatever, that stuff is different, obviously. Like, don't make promises to people you can't keep. I'm not a fan of making promises, just because I understand, and I don't want people to make promises to me, just because I understand stuff happens in life. And that's just my outlook. If you have that outlook, it kind of just saves you from disappointment and stuff like that. I don't get mad or nothing. I just understand, like, hey, you were planning to do this for me, but something happened, cool. But I might be a little bit more upset if you said, I promise I'm gonna do this, and something happens and you don't do it. So just don't promise me. Just we gonna be good. We will take our time with it. But definitely, if you make somebody a promise or you commit to something, you need to follow through. 100%. Don't be that person. Don't say you're gonna do something and you don't do it, you don't follow through. I ain't pushing for that, you know what I'm saying? My dad always taught me, be a man of your word. You say you're gonna do something, go do it, you do it. And just period. But stop normalizing feeling obligated when you don't want to do something. If you don't want to do something, speak up. Speak up. But just because you say no doesn't make you a mean person. You're not a bad person because you say no. I promise you, everything's gonna be okay. God has given you that ability to say no. Okay. All right. Hope y'all enjoyed the episode. I hope y'all enjoyed the episode. Again, I'm just trying to be intentional about the time I spend and the time that you're taking to listen to me talk. So I always gonna be grateful for the people that support me. It's a real small podcast right now, only a couple handful of listeners, but you know, I keep saying stuff about, you know, entrepreneurship, man. You gotta take care of the people that's taking care of you. How can God give me a big audience if I'm not even taking care of my small 5-6 people that tune in to me every time I drop an episode? So I really want to be intentional about my music and my podcast. These are things that mean a lot. Excuse me. These are things that mean a lot to me. I find a lot of joy in it. And I know I'm making a difference, and people can use my podcast as information, education, self-help to make their lives better and around them. But yeah, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube process, or Taylo. That's T-A-E-Y-L-O. Stream my music on all platforms under the same name. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and download the Anchor app. It's a free app, it's a podcast app, but on that app, when you listen to my podcast, you're able to interact with me. Or Spotify. If you have a Spotify, you can interact with me as well. But Anchor or Spotify, you can interact with me. And just leave me reviews, man. If you're new to the podcast, coming across it, just leave me a review and tell me how I'm doing. Tell me some topics you would like for me to talk on. I have a few of my credentials here. I have a bachelor's in psychology, and I have a master's in counselor education, school counseling. And I have a background in personal training as well. And I just use all of my knowledge and experiences in these studies to help bring content to help make the world a better place. So if you love it, keep supporting. Make sure you share the podcast, subscribe, and just let me know how I'm doing, man. So thank y'all for tuning in. Always and forever, Godspeed. Choo!
You got money problems, I'm sorry. No money problems ever stop me. Never. I just treated praying like a hobby, and then I prospered at Godspeed, and it got me.
Money, power.